Along with the rest of the state, the Ketchikan Gateway Borough likely will face budget constraints in the near future. Diminished state oil tax revenue means less money flowing from the state to local government, so the Borough Assembly will face some decisions about spending priorities. The candidates overall say the first task is to keep spending low without cutting so much that it affects quality of life. New taxes or increased taxes are always unpopular, and the candidates generally oppose changing the current tax system. Hodney added that the borough needs to make sure nobody is sliding on what they should be paying.
I'm not interested in raising any taxes, creating any new taxes, until we have, with a fine-tooth comb, gone through our local tax revenue assessment, so to speak. How much taxes are we not collecting that need to be collected? How many people are sliding by and not paying their share?
A caller asked the six candidates their thoughts on allowing commercial marijuana operations in Ketchikan. While voters legalized marijuana last fall and everyone can use it for personal use, now it remains up to local governments to decide whether to allow marijuana stores within their boundaries. Most of the candidates say they prefer to wait and see what the State Marijuana Control Board comes up with to regulate commercial cannabis and what the local Marijuana Advisory Committee recommends for the Ketchikan area. Bradford says that for him, the question of whether retail cannabis should be allowed has a clear answer.
And I don't think a single voter went into the voting booth to vote yes, thinking, I'm going to vote yes, but I sure hope the Marijuana Control Board or the local government puts up as many silly roadblocks and impediments as they can possibly think of. I think our regulators need to get out of their way. They need to acknowledge the will of the people, but still craft reasonable rules that protect our community. And then let's turn it into a benefit. Let's provide a reasonable tax on the sales of cannabis to make up for some of the shortfalls of the state.
Another caller asked about consolidation of the borough and city governments. That issue comes up almost every year and has even made it to a vote of the people a few times, but has always failed. While most of the candidates say they understand the appeal of consolidation, the fact that it's failed so many times indicates that the public doesn't want it to happen. Wong says he's in favor of streamlining local government, but not as a government initiative.
The city initiated it, and it got voted down. The borough tried it as well, and it got voted down. So I think this go-around, it has to come as a petition from the people with enough voices who agree that this is a good idea.
Another caller asked the candidates' opinions of the $3 per pack tobacco tax, which was indefinitely tabled by the current borough assembly but could come back. The candidates were overall opposed to the tax, at least at that level. Most said they'd consider a lower excise tax on tobacco products. Pickerel says she doesn't like new taxes or taxes on specific items and wouldn't support it. However,
I have far too many friends. I had a family member that died from lung cancer. So I'd rather just see cigarettes completely illegal altogether. I'd like to see us get rid of cigarettes completely.
Another question for the candidates related to the borough's funding level for education and whether it's adequate. Most said it's enough for current needs, but could be increased. Trevor Shaw, who like Bradford is a current school board member, says local education funding is close to adequate, but he'd like to see about $400,000 more allocated annually.
And I think a quality education is a great benefit that we're currently providing. It makes people want to stay here, makes people want to build families here. And that's why I enjoy being involved so much, is that I'm able to see those people come and reap the benefits of what we're sowing here. And that's what I want to continue doing.
Also related to education funding is the borough's lawsuit against the state of Alaska. The borough assembly chose to sue the state over the constitutionality of the required local contribution for public education and won in Superior Court. An appeal to the Alaska Supreme Court is now awaiting a decision. Shaw says he was skeptical initially, but now leans in favor of the borough's lawsuit. Bradford said he's not sure whether the borough will benefit financially in the end, so it may not have been worth the effort. Hodney says he supports the lawsuit because if the current system isn't constitutional, it should be fixed. Pickerel agrees that it's a matter of fairness, and she also supports the lawsuit. Wong says he would have preferred another method short of a lawsuit. Davis, who's the former South Tonga Service Area Fire Chief, says she attended one of the first staff meetings when the topic came up.
My first thought was, wow, holy smokes, we're going to sue the state. But after listening to the manager, Mr. Bockhorst, and knowing his reputation with numbers, and right is right and wrong is wrong, I was firmly convinced after several staff meetings that it wasn't fair and it was unconstitutional.
You can hear more detailed answers from each of the candidates by listening to the entire forum. It's been posted along with this report at krbd.org. The local election is October 6th. Reporting in Ketchikan, I'm Layla Carey.